everywhere. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
CBS News next. It's 10 o'clock.
CBS News. After days of heavy politicking, Governor Hugh Carey of New York says he's won a broad understanding from the leaders of both parties in the state that could open the way to federal aid for New York City. I'm Jerry Lande, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. President Ford has demanded tangible action by the state legislature and the city to balance the municipal budget as the price of his support for limited federal help to prevent bankruptcy. Late Monday, Carey announced the deal for such an action has finally been struck on a $205 million package of new city taxes. Reporter Sam Chu Lin reports from the state capital, Albany.
Governor Carey says the leadership has finally ironed out basic differences with only what he calls refinements to be made, making it clear the legislature is passing the tax measures and not one party. He says it hasn't been easy, and even the banks should understand this.
We have an exercise that's most difficult to pursue here. It is to take the highest taxed state in the nation and bring its budget into balance, and to do that in the shortest possible time, consistent with our responsibility to be able to explain to the people what the gap is all about and how best we can close it. And I've mentioned cuts as well as revenues.
Carey predicts tax legislation for New York City will be law Tuesday. Sam Chu Lin, CBS News, Albany, New York.
More news in a minute.
Hi, this is Carol Burnett. Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933 and made life miserable for people in Germany. And that's why the International Rescue Committee, the IRC, was formed. It began by helping refugees from Hitler's Germany and went on to help millions more in World War II. But its work didn't end there because war and oppression didn't end there. Remember the brave Hungarians who stood up to the Russians in 1956? Well, IRC helped many who escaped. And since then, IRC has come to the aid of thousands who have escaped from Cuba, China, East Germany, Russia, or wherever freedom is pretty much of a meaningless word. It also does its work in countries ravaged by war. But IRC needs money for food, clothing, and medical care, to reunite families, to find people jobs, and homes for children without homes. So please, help the people who help. Send your money to this address, International Rescue Committee, Box 16, Times Square Station, New York City, New York, 10036.
In Sacramento, California, a jury meets into the night pondering the fate of the first person to be tried on a federal charge of trying to kill a president. Correspondent Murray Fromson reports.
The jury in the trial of Lynette Frohm is continuing its deliberations tonight, attempting to determine the defendant's intent at the moment of the incident in Capitol Park. The vital question, did she knowingly attempt to assassinate the president, or was she actually trying to attract publicity for her environmental concerns? The testimony of two key witnesses was reread this evening in open court by federal Judge Thomas McBride and the panel of eight women and four men. The witnesses allegedly overheard Ms. Frohm's words immediately after the incident. Apparently, the jury wants to determine if Ms. Frohm expressed surprise, disgust, or innocence when she allegedly said of the gun taken from her, it didn't, it wouldn't, or it couldn't go off. Murray Fromson, CBS News, Sacramento.
Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has issued a warning to the Soviet Union that its continuing intervention in the internal affairs of newly independent Angola could seriously harm détente with the United States. Kissinger saying the United States will not remain indifferent to the continuing inflow of Russian arms and Cuban troops. A federal grand jury in Baltimore has indicted Democratic Governor Marvin Mandel of Maryland and five political associates on 20 or more counts each of a pattern of racketeering, mail fraud, and income tax evasion. Mandel specifically accused of accepting business favors in return for his efforts to win legislation benefiting a racetrack they secretly owned. Mandel says he will prove his innocence and has asked for a speedy trial. A wind-whipped brush fire still largely out of control on the rural northern fringes of Los Angeles. At least 5,000 evacuated from their homes, the fire showering the city with a rain of ashes. Now this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy.
Well, that'd make me Denny Bracken. For the cook thing, just wondering what you got cooking tomorrow, Chef.
Huh? Are you yam what you yam? I yam what I yam.
What are you yammering about here?
Well, I don't always like yams. So on tomorrow, we'll fix some stuffed potatoes.
Wait a second. A yam is traditional. I mean, it goes with Thanksgiving. You can't sit there knocking yams.
A good Irishman is now pounding potatoes, huh?
Well, tune in tomorrow, friends. Super Chef does some yammering on the cook thing right here on CBS.
The moderate government of Portugal, already under attack from the left, is now facing serious protests from the right. Thousands of small landowners have blocked the main road to Lisbon from the north using vehicles and barricades. Armed with sticks and iron bars, the small farmers say they're ready to stay put indefinitely until the government relents on a land reform program which calls for the confiscation of their farms. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, AM and FM. The weather outlook calls for cooler with low clouds or fog tonight and early tomorrow, becoming partly sunny tomorrow afternoon. The highs in the upper 40s and lows in the lower 40s. In downtown Seattle, it's 46 degrees, 45 at the airport. The barometer rising and reads 30.57. And taking a look at sports briefly, in the National Football League Monday night game, Pittsburgh beat Houston 32-9. Heisman Trophy contenders Ricky Bell of Southern Cal, Archie Griffin of Ohio State, and Tony Dorsett of Pitt were named to the backfield of the American Football Coaches Association All-America team. Bob McAdoo of the Buffalo Braves and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the Los Angeles Lakers remain 1-2 in the National Basketball Association scoring race after the first dozen or so games.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Age feels that youth is not yet mature enough for responsibility. Youth feels that age has passed its prime. The parents insist they have given too much. The children declare it was never enough. In this matter, as in so many others, the definitive word belongs to Shakespeare. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
He must not stay here.
Rachel, I cannot believe that you are saying this.
He cannot stay here.
But he is sick. He will die if we send him away.
We must. He can't stay.
Why not?
Because he wants to kill us.
He? This sick, weak, frightened...
I tell you, a ravenous beast has come in here in the shape of this young man.
Rachel, you are saying that he is some sort of demon in disguise? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying any more. I may have said too much already.
Our mystery drama, The Serpent's Tooth, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Norman Rose and Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Buick's 1976 Century Regal is the most luxurious midsize car Buick builds. But it's also got a practical side. In fact, it makes a concession to practicality that no other American midsize car does. It comes with a V6 engine and a Buick V6 at that. Regal, it's got the spirit.
Yes? picked up this guy hanging around your house?
Officer, this is ridiculous. This is my own house.
That right, lady?
The brown suit looks familiar.
Myra, this is no joke.
Any of you kids recognize this guy?
Tell the nice policeman who I am, Georgie.
I'm Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
But wait, I can explain. It's all a mistake.
Ever get the feeling you're not spending enough time with your family? Give them everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. Somehow you get the feeling it's not the tank they're testing.
Driver, move out!
Step on the throttle and 750 horsepower jumps to your hand. Ahead is a 60-degree gradient of mud and rocks. Although your stomach wants to bail out, you're ready. You're riding in an M60 8-foot tank, 54 tons of armored steel. Months of Army training, as rugged as the Texas terrain you're rumbling through has put you here, smack in the middle of our proving grounds. When you make it, you'll be a proud, proven member of Armor.
Very good.
And you'll earn rewards as exciting as the job.
Join the people who join the Army. You could start building your tomorrows today. Join the people who join the Army. You could go a long, long way.
For more information, call 800-523-5000.
Vienna, during the first decade of the 20th century, just a few years away from the First World War and the firestorm that would destroy the empire. Vienna, a doomed city, but you'd never know it. Even Paris didn't shine as bright as Vienna, which had become the first city of the arts. And the stars of Vienna, Mahler, Schnitzler, Zweig, and Sigmund Freud, oh, the arts, the music, the poetry, the literature, the drama. And, of course, once you left the brightly lit boulevards, the poverty. So many people were formed in the crucible of that era in Vienna.
That's it. Just a few steps further, my young friend. Salvation is in sight. Hot food, a comfortable fire, a snug, warm bed. You will not die tonight, my boy. Oh, careful, don't stumble. Let me hold your arm. Just a few more steps. Yes. All right, come. In you go. There you see. Don't you feel better already? Come, stand by the stove. Warm yourself.
Jacob.
Oh, hello, hello, my dear. Good Sabbath.
Good Sabbath? Who is...
He is our guest. Our Sabbath guest. Well, my boy, you feel better? How would you like to wash up? Straight ahead through that door. You see, we have a bathroom. Yes, my boy, we have inside plumbing. Now, just go ahead and refresh yourself. Come, don't be shy. Go ahead.
Who is that?
Rachel.
Where did you find him?
In the gutter.
Obviously.
Rachel, we are commanded to bring home a guest for the Sabbath.
Ach, please.
And he does not have to be well-dressed or respectable.
But there should be limits.
If he is hungry, if he is homeless...
And he's going to sleep here, too?
My dear, this is part of our moral, our religious obligation.
Jacob, there's something about his eyes.
His eyes?
There's a wild, I don't know, something terrible in his eyes.
Of course, that's because he's terrified. He has looked on the face of death.
Now, what kind of nonsense?
He is a youngster who...
Youngster? He's at least 20.
Well, you see, he had decided to die.
What are you talking about?
You know how children are.
He's not a child.
They decide that life is unbearable, and so... Well, they lie down and die. And that is what he did, right there in the street.
This is what he told
me. Oh, no, he didn't tell me. He hasn't spoken a single word to me, but I can see it in his eyes.
And there he was, lying in the gutter.
I stumbled over him.
He could have been drunk.
No, not a sign of liquor. I know that if I had not picked him up, if I had let him lie there... Rachel, he would surely have frozen to death.
All right.
Besides, he is an artist.
How do you know?
In this little bag. Obviously all he has in the world. A threadbare shirt, some torn socks, and look, look, paint brushes, pieces of charcoal, and some small sketches. And they're not at all bad. Who knows? We may have saved the life of a future genius. We don't even know your name.
Everybody calls me Addy.
Mm-hmm. You have a surname.
What do you want to know that for?
Oh, it's not really important. Didn't Shakespeare say what's in a name?
Shakespeare. He was an English poet.
Oh, yes.
I don't like him.
What? You don't like Shakespeare?
I hate all English poets. I despise England.
Oh, really? The English are very fine people. Anyhow, you do not have to tell us your name, Addy. And, well, I understand why you don't want to.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. You're hiding from the police.
What do you mean he's hiding from the police?
Well, Rachel, it's a perfectly normal thing today. Thousands of young men are doing it. You see, they do not want to register for military service. Isn't that true, Addy?
The food is getting cold.
Oh, yes, yes, my dear. We must have the kiddush and the prayers for the bread and the wine.
The bread and the wine. It's like the Catholics.
Oh, are you Catholic?
I was born a Catholic. Where I come from, everybody's a Catholic. But me, I'm nothing.
Oh, come now, Addy. Everybody is something.
Oh, yes. Yes, I shall be something. I shall certainly be something someday. But you see, right now, I don't know what my something is. I can almost see it. Bits and pieces of it exploding in my mind. But so far it hasn't come together to form the picture. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, of course.
And the colors. Also sharp. Blood red, ebony black, shimmering white.
Oh, yes, you will be somebody, all right. You will be a great artist.
How did you know I'm an artist?
Well, it is obvious.
It is?
It is written on your face. You have the sensitive features of an artist. The deep, brooding eyes.
You really mean that?
Addy, can we fight fate? Look at what fate has done. Fate has brought you, an artist, to me, an art dealer.
You? You're an art dealer?
Well, I'm not very big or important as an art dealer, but we are well matched. You are not a very big or important painter.
I give you my word. I will never desert you. When I become famous and fabulously wealthy, you will still be my dealer. Shake hands on it.
The soup is getting cold. Jacob, this guest of yours...
Addy.
Well, how long is he supposed to stay?
Oh, well, I...
He's still asleep.
What do you mean he's still asleep?
Hey, you left the house this morning, he was still asleep. The morning was gone, he was still asleep. Here it is getting dark, and he hasn't wakened yet.
Well, the poor boy.
Give away.
What?
Give away from me. I know who you are. I know all of you.
What?
Stand back.
What is this?
Yes, this goes on all day.
Give away.
He has nightmares. Although I don't know if he's really asleep. I looked into the room. He was sitting on the bed. What's the matter, I asked.
And what did he answer?
Nothing.
You don't know me now, but you will know me.
No, Rachel.
You will know me one day.
Something's the matter.
You're telling me.
I better see what is wrong.
Jacob, please. This boy, this person, he can't stay here.
He is a poor, sick human being.
I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Of him.
Of him. Of this pathetic, skinny, consumptive-looking...
Jacob, I'm frightened.
I swear to you, one day I will be something.
He is delirious.
Jacob, don't be impatient with me. But I'm terrified.
Of what?
Of something about him. Something in his eyes.
Oh, he needs help, Rachel. He is a child of God. He needs help.
I see the skull.
Addy.
I see the skull.
Addy. Addy, my friend. What is it? It's me, Jacob. What's wrong? Why do you sit there and stare
see
like
the
that?
Skulls.
gleaming white skulls, the piles of bones shining in the black night. The black night and the blood. It has dyed the earth red. Burning, crimson, red, white, black.
No,
red,
no, white. No. Of course, how do you see it? It is the painting in the museum. The painting of death by von der Schlecht.
No.
Now, come. You better have something to eat. Adi.
White, black.
Adi. Oh, Rachel. Rachel, he is sick. He needs a doctor.
If he's sick, take him to the city hospital.
Oh, Rachel.
That's what the city hospital's for, isn't it? They have a charity ward.
The charity ward? Oh, no, Rachel. People only go to the charity ward to die.
He's not our responsibility.
Please, don't talk like that in front of him. He's a human being. He has feelings.
He doesn't hear a word you're saying. He's mad. Look at him.
Right. White.
He's mad.
Black.
I'll run out for Dr. Block.
In this weather, you'll catch your death of cold.
No, I'll dress warmly.
But Block is an old man. He'll catch his death.
Don't you understand? We are responsible for this person.
Why?
Rachel, what are we arguing about? We never disagreed on helping another human being before. Why do we fight about it now?
I'll pay for a carriage. Take him to the hospital.
Let me call Dr. Block and we'll see.
Jake.
We will. We'll see. I said we'll see.
Come in, Dr. Block. You better get warm at the stove before you see your patient.
Oh, Dr. Block, you shouldn't have come.
Shouldn't have come? But I was told there was a very sick person in this house.
Rachel, what is the matter with you?
Nothing.
But your face, it is so flushed. You look so nervous.
I'm all right.
Where is the patient, Jacob?
Come this way, Doctor.
Black.
Adi. Adi? Here is Dr. Block. That's
his name?
Black.
Adi?
Yes, Doctor.
He's a fine-looking boy. Very sick, I can tell you that right now, but a fine-looking boy. He has the face of an artist, an intellectual, fine-looking boy.
Doctor, what is wrong with him?
What is wrong with him? Well, it depends on which doctor you ask. You look at that pale skin with the flush just underneath, the rapid breathing. You feel that racing pulse in the vein running down the temple. You see it throbbing.
Yes, but what is wrong with him?
Be patient, I will tell you. Dr. Freud, for instance, this Dr. Freud would say, we see here the classical signs of a deranged personality.
But what do you say, Dr. Block?
I say it's pneumonia.
Pneumonia? That's awful. What are we going to do?
He has to go to the hospital.
How can he go now?
He needs the kind of care only they can give him. Wouldn't he be better off in the hospital, Doctor?
There's no question about it.
Well, you see, Jacob, you see.
But it is too late now. He can't travel in his condition.
He can't.
Move him now, take him out in the street. Now he will die.
You see, Rachel.
No, his only chance is to stay here. Keep warm. I will leave you some medicine, and everybody pray.
I want you to wrap him in blankets, Jacob, and I will call a carriage, and we
Rachel,
will say...
you didn't hear what the doctor said? He will die.
Then, I'm sorry, but he cannot stay here.
But why, Rachel, why?
Because he intends to kill us.
She's a good woman. She's kindly, warm-hearted, and hospitable. And you could feel the distress in her voice as she spoke those words that sounded so harsh, so alien to her nature. To turn that young man out into the street would, in fact, be a sentence of death. And yet, she could bring herself to pronounce it. What does she know? Why is she so convinced that their Sabbath guest is a murderer? Well, the second act will soon be with us.
The Zyline phones from the Bell System make beautiful gifts.
If you want to give something to someone you love, it's got to be a special thing. So give someone a ring.
Someone a ring.
Give someone a ring.
There are over a dozen design line phones to choose from. So no matter who you've got in mind, there's bound to be one that's just right. For complete details and prices, call your local business office.
Give someone a ring.
The Design Line phone housing is owned by the person you give it to. The working parts remain ours.
On Thanksgiving Day, your family deserves the very best. That's why Tradewell is featuring the finest selection of fresh young turkeys. They're USDA Grade A Acme brand, ranging in weight from 10 to 24 pounds. These are tender broadbreast turkeys, and the price is surprisingly low. Turkey, of course, is just the beginning. To go with it, you'll want cranberry sauce, and Tradewell has fresh Snowboy cranberries in 1-pound bags for just 29 cents. Fresh, crisp stalks of celery are only 29 cents each. And Libby's pumpkin for your holiday pie is on special at just 33 cents for the 29-ounce can. Of course, you want to top that delicious pie with freshly whipped cream. And Tradewell has Vitamilk whipping cream at a very special price, 56 cents a pint. See Tradewell's newspaper ads for even more holiday specials, and have a very happy Thanksgiving Day.
Are the eyes the true mirror of the soul? Is what we are really written in our eyes? If so, how clearly? And to whom is it given to be able to read the message? Rachel Cohn looks into the feverish eyes of a mysterious young man, and in them she sees one word written in letters of blood, and that word is death.
I can't believe this is you, Rachel. I cannot believe that this is my wife.
You say this young man intends to kill you?
Oh, Doctor, yes. I see it in his eyes. I'm so frightened.
Of what, red, my dear?
White, black.
Of that?
Of what he mumbles in his sleep?
After you left, Jacob, I came in here to look at him, and I could see those awful colors, red, white, and black, clashing in his eyes. And I ran from the room. I sat down in the chair, and I fell asleep. And I had a nightmare. And those colors were suffocating me. And then you came. You came back with the doctor.
She has been working very hard, Dr. Blount.
Quiet, quiet. The young man seems to be waking up.
Look, Dr. Block is... Dr. Block here. I must not die till my work is done. Save me, Dr. Block, for my mother's sake. Please.
Doctor. Doctor, is he...
He's fallen asleep, and that is the best thing for him. See that he takes this medicine.
Yes, yes. Rachel, I'm sorry I spoke so loudly to you, but... But could we turn him out to die? Could we?
I don't want to talk about it.
But we must, because, well, this is so unlike you.
Very well. Suppose some ravenous beast, some deadly, poisonous snake had come in here to live in human form, in the shape of that young man.
Do you know what you are saying? Even the most ignorant, superstitious peasants would hardly believe... Dr. Block, I appeal to you.
Why not take her to see this Dr. Freud?
Do you hear what she is saying? That this sickly young man is actually a dangerous, murderous beast in human form. That is what you're saying, is it, Rachel?
I'm not saying anything. I have an idea. I may have said too much already. You're up, I see.
Yes, yes. What a glorious day.
Yes, what little that's left of it.
You don't like me, but I like you. You remind me of my mother. She's dead. You have the same rich, dark hair, the same luminous eyes. What are you staring at?
Nothing.
You are. You're staring into my eyes.
What do you see in my eyes?
Now? I see nothing.
Yes. Just like my mother. Beautiful, kind, and strict. Oh, yes. You had to behave yourself around my mother. My father, he was very loud and he threatened. But he never did anything. My mother, she knew just how to punish you. If you deserved it.
Your soup is getting cold.
You and my mother, you always worry about food getting cold. I have an older brother. He will end badly. When he was 13, he was arrested for stealing. And later on, he was arrested again. My mother wrote him a letter in jail. Do you know what she wrote? Ask me.
What did she write?
She wrote, "So you are even a failure as a thief. The only thing left for you to do is hang yourself."
I cannot believe that a mother could have written such a letter.
You're right. She didn't. I wrote it, and I forged her signature.
Ah, you two seem to be getting on famously. Surprise. Surprise and congratulations. Adi, I sold one of your sketches.
What? Which one?
The one that looks like a picture postcard of the opera house.
Oh.
10 kroner. Here.
10 kroner. 10 kroner. Oh, take your commission.
Oh, no, no. I'm waiting for the big ones. Rachel, you see these 10 kroner? Look at them as the advance guard of an army of 10 million kroner.
Congratulations.
Rachel, this young man is a fine artist. And you can turn out scores of these little watercolors, even in bed while you're getting better.
I don't like small sketches.
Oh, yes, but they're very popular.
But to the masses now, the ignorant masses.
People have to be taught.
People have to be whipped.
Oh, Adi, you don't mean that.
I have decided not to paint anymore.
What is this? Here you stand at the threshold of your great success and you say...
No more!
But you can make a good deal of money.
I despise money. Money is the enemy of the creative artist.
You will need money to go to art school.
I have been refused admission.
What? No, no, that's impossible.
The list of all those who would not qualify was posted... And my name led all the rest.
Oh, well, that is... I'm sure that is a mistake. You have a fine potential.
Yes, it is a mistake. And they will pay for that mistake. All those fine gentlemen, all those stupid, evil gentlemen. I shall pay them back. I shall have my revenge.
Yes, yes, of course. Pay them back by becoming famous. And successful. That is the best revenge.
I have given up painting to be an architect.
An architect?
The architect shapes the city. Show me the house that man builds, and I will tell you who man is. Yes.
Far be it from me to discourage you, Adi, but that requires money.
Money? How much money?
Oh, hundreds. No, thousands of kroner.
How many thousands?
How many thousands?
5,000.
Oh. Well, I would suppose 5,000.
I can raise 5,000.
You? You can raise 5,000 kroner? Why, at 10 kroner a sketch, you would have to paint 500.
No, no, I can have the money by Saturday.
Saturday? You say you can raise 5,000 kroner by Saturday?
Yes.
How?
I shall buy a winning lottery ticket.
What do you mean? You'll buy a winning lottery ticket?
Isn't the winning ticket worth 5,000 kroner?
But hundreds of thousands of people buy those tickets.
It's no concern of mine.
But your chances of winning are only one in maybe a million.
I shall win.
What makes you so sure?
Because I was born to win. I shall become the most famous architect in the world. It is my destiny.
Well... If you really believe that...
Now, Rachel, why do you feel you must discourage
no,
him?
No, 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 Herr Jacob. Frau Rachel is only doing what she must. She is fulfilling woman's purpose, which is to weaken man's resolve.
Ah, dear, I wouldn't exactly say that...
Women, even the angels and the saints, even women like my mother and Frau Rachel, seek to turn man's face from danger, from life as it should be lived.
Huh. Huh. Well, so... You really believe that you will win the lottery?
If the money is needed to achieve my destiny, then I shall win.
All right. How many tickets do you want me to buy?
What a question, Herr Jacob. What a question. It's only necessary to buy one.
It's time for your medicine.
Thank you, Frau Rachel.
How do you feel?
I think I feel stronger. Yes, much stronger. Would you care to see some of my sketches, my architectural sketches for the new city of Linz?
Do you, you have to do them in color? Red, white, yes. Black. Like, it's as if they're moving, as if they're alive. They keep twisting and changing.
Yes, that's exactly how I see them.
This building here, what is it? It frightens me.
This building?
Yes. Why does it make me think of death?
How did you know?
How did I know what?
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. A house of death.
A house of death?
A slaughterhouse. Oh, yes. I know it's not nice to talk about such things in polite company, but it's necessary. These are necessary places, and they must be built.
Well, how is our patient today?
Good afternoon, Herr Jacob.
I bought you a raffle ticket.
Thank you.
I hope it is a winning ticket.
It is.
Why are you so sure?
Because I will it to be.
Oh, you will it.
To a man of iron will, nothing is impossible. My ticket will win.
Well, it looks like a lucky ticket. 333777. 3 is the mystic number. 7 is the lucky number.
Oh, Jacob, what kind of nonsense is that?
It is harmless nonsense, Rachel.
Well, come and have your supper before...
I know. Before it gets cold.
Well, the patient is asleep.
Doctor, I must know, is he still in danger?
Yes, and especially with the weather being so treacherous. I'm worried.
He isn't getting better?
I'm worried about you.
About me? Why?
Rachel, I have never seen a person change so much in such a short time. You look like an old woman.
Thank you.
Oh, your face seems to be ravaged. You are so nervous. Yeah, perhaps you need a tonic, yeah?
I need something to make me sleep.
Why can't you sleep?
Because I have bad dreams and they wake me up.
Bad dreams?
It's like nothing anyone could even dream about. All I know is that there are colors, red and white and black. That's all.
And how long has this...
You know how long. Since that young man came into this house. And I feel what I feel. But that doesn't mean I'm the one who's crazy.
Rachel. Oh, and Dr. Block. Oh, do I have news? Tremendous news. Fantastic news. Rachel, see if you can guess.
But tell it or don't tell it.
Oh, this is not something you just blurt out. This is something to be savored. I'll give you a hint. It concerns Adi.
It turns out he's Prince Franz Ferdinand in disguise.
That's impossible. He doesn't have a Habsburg chin.
Oh, the two of you. No imagination. This young man is now someone worthy of respect. This is a young man of sensational personal power. This is a man who can will things into being.
Will you please?
Remember, he said that he could will the winning ticket? The numbers were posted this afternoon. Remember his number. Remember, 333777. That number is worth 5,000 kroner, just as he predicted, just as he willed it.
The power of the mind. How do you account for it? So the rational people among us have the solution. Either the wheel was fixed or it was a coincidence. And then, of course, we have the other alternative, which seeks the psychic solution. Well, when I return shortly with Act 3, I promise you an answer.
In case you've forgotten how much fun driving can be, Buick would like to introduce you to Skylark, a small car that's all Buick, with room, comfort, and an engine that no other compact car in America offers, the incredible Buick V6. Skylark, it's free spirit made practical.
That sinus medicine?
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and postnasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Come on over for a drink.
What is a drink? Where is it written that a drink is not a drink unless it contains a slug of alcohol? Isn't lemonade a drink?
Aren't you drinking?
Isn't coffee, fruit juice? Tea, water, soft drinks, are those non-drinks?
Let's get together for a drink.
Is it so uncool to drink something that can't change your perception of reality?
Let me buy you a drink.
The strange idea that only drinks containing alcohol are real drinks is so built into our society, it has actually become part of our language.
I'll drink to that.
And maybe that's part of our national drinking problem. What is a drink? Think about it. This message is brought to you as a public service by this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
Would you like a drink?
I wonder what he meant by that.
Can we determine the shape of the future? In a general way, the answer is yes, of course. Our actions today will create our tomorrow. But on another level, can we determine the fall of a card if our fingers do not hold the deck, or where the wheel will stop if our hand does not spin it? In other words, can we will the outcome of an event through the psychic forces of our own mind?
Can you imagine? Come, let us tell him. Tell him that his prediction has come true. He won the lottery. Doctor, is he well enough to hear such news?
It is sure to make him better.
Adi. Adi, are you awake?
Oh, good evening, Herr Jacob.
Adi, you were right. How right you were. Do you know what happened? You won the lottery.
Oh.
Oh? You mean you win 5,000 kroner and all you can say is, oh?
Why are you so excited, Herr Jacob?
Why? Well, because... Well, it's the money you said you needed.
I no longer need that money.
Oh, you think you don't? You young people, you believe the world spins on love and ideals.
No, not I.
Well, be on the safe side. Put the money in the bank. If you give me your ticket, I'll cash it in for you.
My ticket?
Yes, you have the winning ticket, Adi. 3377. Where is it?
Where is it?
Don't tell me you lost it. No. How could you lose it? You have not been out of the house.
I didn't lose it.
That is something to be thankful for. Come, where is it?
I destroyed it.
No. You what?
I tore it up and I threw it away.
You tore it up? When?
The day before yesterday.
But why?
Because I don't think I shall become an architect.
But I thought you wanted to because it was your destiny.
A man can change destiny.
But would that be a reason to tear up a lottery ticket?
Yes.
No, I don't understand.
Herr Jacob, why did I buy the lottery ticket?
Because you wanted to win the first prize, 5,000 kroner.
Why?
Why? Because it would be necessary for your architectural career.
Yes. But since I do not intend to be an architect at this time, there is no need for the money. And I lost interest in the ticket.
But you didn't have to throw it away.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I'm afraid I would be seduced.
Seduced by what?
By money. Money is the most obscene, the most demoralizing, the most destructive prostitute of all.
No. Adi, it is how money is used. Money is not the root of all evil. If you read your Bible carefully, you'll see that it says love of money is the root of all evil.
With all due respect, Herr Jacob, it is the Bible that is the root of all evil. The Bible of Judea and the Bible of Rome. It unmans us all with its false comfort for the weak and the meek.
Well, I'm sure if you read it carefully, both testaments, mine and yours.
I have no testament, but I have seen the weak and the meek. I have starved in the gutters with the weak and the meek. And why are they weak and why are they meek and why do they starve? Because they have been fooled. They think it will all be made up to them in another world, a better world. But this is the only world there is.
Adi, if you do not intend to become an architect, what is it that you want to do?
Oh, I have already decided that. I have chosen a very important endeavor. I am going to write an opera.
Jacob.
Ah, these tiny cakes. They are delicious, Rachel. They have never been so...
Don't change the subject. How long?
Well, the boy is sick.
How many times must you be told he's not a boy?
If you do not believe that he is sick, just ask Dr. Bloch.
Yes. He's still sick. But he can be moved to a hospital.
Rachel, do you realize that from the split second he came into this house, you took a severe dislike to him?
I can't help it. Maybe I can see into the future.
That is impossible.
But these terrible colors, red, black, and white.
What is so terrible about red, black, and white?
I see them in his eyes.
Imagination, pure and simple.
I'm saying he has some kind of power.
Give me an example.
If you want to talk about it, let's really talk about it. It's my fault.
What are you saying?
I was never able to give you what you wanted more than anything else in the world. A son.
Rachel.
And so you look for that son. Everywhere. In every young man.
Rachel.
We have to talk about it, Jacob. You need a child to love, to teach.
But Rachel...
Please, don't make this any more difficult for me than it is now. I know what you see in him. Brilliance, yes. But I see something else. Evil.
Rachel.
I can't help myself.
Rachel, he has such enthusiasm, such fire, such raw energy, but such confusion. He needs to be directed. I want to direct him. Oh, I can help him, Rachel.
Jacob, let me say this. Just this. And I shall never again say another word against him. A snake.
Oh, please.
A deadly, poisonous snake. He's somehow trapped in the bitter winter cold. And it becomes dormant. But warm it. And feed it. And its eyes open.
Oh, I cannot permit you to...
And you think you have won him over with your kindness. But he is a snake. It's not his fault. And sooner or later, when he has enough strength to strike, he obeys the urging of his very own nature. He must. I know what you're going to say, Jacob. But God help me. And God forgive me. This is what I see.
Frau Rachel.
What are you doing out of bed?
Well, I was feeling a bit stronger this morning.
I didn't know you played the piano.
Oh, yes. I have a friend back in Linz, August Kubizek, a Gustl. He's a musician. You'll meet him one day. I would listen when he took his piano lessons, and that's how I learned.
You play very well.
Yes, but I don't know how to write music. You see, I am able to compose music, but I don't know how to write it.
Well, you could learn.
I have no time. I have so much to do. Do you write music, Frau Rachel?
A little.
Ah, well, would you help me write down my opera? It's the kind of opera Wagner would have written. He should have written it, but he didn't. And so I shall. All the music is running through my head.
Do you have a name for the opera?
I have the name, the story, everything. It's called Wieland the Smith. It's the ancient heroic legend of Wieland. You see, one day, the wicked king cruelly, carelessly lames Wieland for life. And Wieland takes his terrible revenge. He rapes the king's daughter, he kills the king's sons, and then uses their skulls as drinking cups for wine.
But, isn't that somewhat...
And in a glorious climax, he hammers a pair of wings in his forge, and he flies away. Can you see that shining moment?
What is the purpose?
Revenge! Wieland the Smith is the personification of revenge. Implacable, ruthless revenge!
Well, is it necessary to be so violent?
Yes. Violence, storm, stress. Wasn't that how the world itself was created?
Well, there are beautiful things in this world, too.
Yes, Frau Rachel, I agree. And the most beautiful thing of all is violence.
Rachel, I came as quickly as I could.
Couldn't you find Dr. Block?
No, he's with some patient somewhere. Tell me, what is wrong?
Adi, I'm worried.
You? Worried about Adi?
Well, perhaps I was... Well, I don't know. All day, he's sitting in his room. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't move a muscle. I speak to him. He doesn't hear.
What could it be?
And those colors keep throbbing in his eyes. Those terrible shades of red, white, and black.
But he seemed so calm, so happy. I thought he had found himself in music, finally. And it is good music, isn't it, Rachel?
Well, it's wild music. It has a strange power.
Adi?
Good afternoon, Herr Jacob.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Well, you're dressed to go out. Is that wise?
I must go, Herr Jacob.
Where?
Where? My destiny leads me.
And what does that mean?
Your opera. Shouldn't you finish
this? There are so many more important things in this world.
But it's good. It's good.
Adi, I say this only in your own best interest, but you must learn how to stick to something.
I am. I'm holding on to my destiny.
Who is it?
They're after me.
Into the other room, quickly.
Open up in there.
I'm coming. Yes?
This is the home of Jacob Cohn and his wife, Rachel Cohn.
Well, yes, Inspector. Won't you come in, please?
And who else lives in this house?
Who else?
You know the law. All persons domiciled in an establishment must be registered with the police.
Well, there's just the two of us.
Well, that answers one question. The second question, you are Jacob Cohn, the art dealer.
Yes.
We are looking for a young man who has not reported for his military service. We have here his photograph. Have you seen him?
Why should I have seen him?
We have reason to believe he is an artist. He may have tried to sell you some pictures. Examine the photo, please. Have you seen him?
No.
And you, Frau Cohn?
No.
Very well. If you should ever see this young man, should he ever approach you, it is your duty, as loyal subjects of His Majesty the Emperor, to notify the police.
Yes. Yes, Inspector, we understand.
His name is Hitler. He's also known as Adi.
Yes, Inspector.
That is all. Good day to you.
Good day, Inspector. Good day. No. No, wait. Let me make sure he's gone. All right, Rachel, it's clear.
Adi, he's gone.
Thank you. No one has ever done anything like that for me before.
It is nothing.
It's everything.
But is it safe for you to go?
I know how to avoid the police. Good friends, kind friends, I must leave you.
Yeah. Where will you go?
I cannot stay still, remain in one place. I must always move. I can never be at rest, at peace.
You get older. You'll look forward to a little peace and rest.
You'll come back, you'll see us sometimes...
Oh, yes, I'll come back, Frau Rachel. Herr Jacob, I give you my solemn oath. I shall come back.
And he did, almost 3 decades later. He came back in a swirl of the red, white, and black. A sea of red, white, and black banners. A stark black swastika centered in the pale white circle against the blood-red field. He came back to realize his vision. The gleaming white bones shining in the pitch black night while the earth had turned a burning crimson. I shall be back, but for a more peaceful purpose, in just a few moments.
Ahmed is rattling his pan, begging for food. If he doesn't get it, he's going to die. Ahmed lives in Pakistan, and he's only 11 years old. He needs our help. George W. is an alcoholic. He wishes he weren't, but it's a disease, and he wants to get rid of it so he can once again support his family and bring dignity back into his life. Most of us are much better off. We have enough food to eat, and we have good health. When worshiping God, we express our thanks. But God wants more from us than thanks. We must do something for those of us not so well off. This year, while celebrating America's 200th birthday, join with others at your local church or synagogue and make plans to help relieve suffering. You'll end up helping yourself as well. Welcome God to America's bicentennial. Practice what you pray. A public service of Religion in American Life, the Ad Council, and this station.
Invariably, when we present a story of someone who actually lived, we are asked, is it true? Well, we could say that truth is relative, subjective, and elusive. But that would be begging your question. And so, the answer is, yes, it's true. It's true in all of its basics and most of its facts, which is what we strive to do here 7 times each week. Our cast included Norman Rose, Paul Hecht, Ann Shepherd, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Where am I?
These are the Sandwich Islands.
Where? Why is it so dark?
Rest easy, Captain Fenwright. You are in good hands. I am the Reverend Elihu West, and my daughter, Mistress West, is with me. Lie quiet while we minister to your wounds.
What did you call me?
Captain Fenwright.
What is this? What's happening? I'm not Captain Fenwright. I'm Walter Davis. The Sandwich Islands. They're on the other side of the world. And why is it so dark? Is it night?
No, Captain. It's high noon.
Then why can't I see anything?
Oh, hush. You've been hurt.
Hurt? I'm blind, I tell you, blind. Oh, Lord, what is it? Am I dead? What's happened to me? What?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
For Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for chance of rain with periods of partial clearing tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but increasing chance of rain tomorrow night and Wednesday. The highs near 50, lows about 40. In downtown Seattle, it's currently 46 degrees.
Filling the air with bright and beautiful music, this is KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News next, it's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. A jury works to decide the fate of a young woman accused of trying to kill President Ford. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. After 3 hours of discussing the case, the Sacramento, California jury told the judge it is not near a verdict yet. The jurors are trying to decide whether Lynette Fromm intended to kill the president when she pointed a gun at him on September 5th. She could get life in prison if found guilty. But defense attorney John Verga argued she pulled the gun on the president as a publicity stunt and should be found guilty of the lesser charge of assault. The jurors are apparently not yet decided whether Ms. Fromm's motives were murder or personal publicity. They'll resume deliberations in the morning. Hundreds of firemen continue to battle the worst brush fires in 5 years in the Los Angeles area. The fires have already destroyed about a dozen homes and threaten others. Thousands have fled from their homes in the area about 25 miles north of Los Angeles. About 45,000 acres have been blackened so far. More news in a moment.
If you enjoy wine with your meals, here's something you should know about wine before meals. Most wines go with your meals, but Dubonnet goes before. Think of it as an appetizer, a wine that's right for your appetite. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. The distinctive taste of Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. Product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
Secretary of State Kissinger Monday night warned the Soviet Union against continued intervention in the civil war in Angola. The unusually stern Kissinger said the United States cannot ignore the substantial Soviet buildup of weapons in Angola, which is involved in internal warfare since getting its independence from Portugal this year. Kissinger also talked about the impact abroad of those congressional probes of the CIA.
The impact on many foreign countries is unfortunate. I know some of these investigations have been conducted seriously and with an attempt to get at the truth. But we also have to be able to get back to the business of government at some point. And the intelligence community has to go back to the business of conducting intelligence. And this is the balance that must now be struck.
Kissinger was speaking in Detroit to the Economic Club. There's a new crisis in Portugal. Angry farmers have put up roadblocks on major roads leading into Lisbon to try to cut off the capital's food supply. Bob McNamara has a report.
In an area some 50 miles north of the capital, hundreds of cars, buses, and trucks are stopped. The conservative anti-communist farmers are protesting for several reasons. They are upset about a government program of land confiscation, a policy led by Portugal's Communist Party under the title of agrarian reform. Also, the farmers want minimum prices for their products. Most of all, they say, they will not accept a communist government. Along with the highway blockade, the farmers have cut off a number of rail lines. There are threats they might also attempt to shut off Lisbon's water supply if the government does not meet demands. Leaders of the protest say they want to prove they can cut off food supplies to Lisbon. And along the lines of trucks, there are dozens packed with fruits and vegetables, meat and milk, trucks now brought to a standstill. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Rio Maior, Portugal.
Governor Hugh Carey of New York says he and state legislative leaders have reached a broad understanding on new taxes for New York City to avert default. Carey was trying to get the lawmakers to agree on a $200 million tax package. The governor now predicts it will be enacted on Tuesday. Now this.
Miss Parker, music teacher, how do you spell relief?
When the acid indigestion hits me, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids.
Butch Mitchell, dog trainer.
For gas, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Each Rolaids consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Officer Hess, traffic cop. How do you spell relief?
For heartburn? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaid spells relief. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy.
Well, that'd make me Denny Bracken. For the cook thing, just wondering what you got cooking tomorrow, Chef. Huh?
Are you yam what you yam? I yam what I yam.
What are you yammering about here?
Well, I don't always like yams. So, tomorrow we'll fix some stuffed potatoes.
Wait a second. A yam is traditional. I mean, it goes with Thanksgiving. You can't sit there knocking yams.
A good Irishman is now pounding potatoes, huh?
Well, tune in tomorrow, friend. Super Chef does some yammering on the cook thing right here on CBS.
There was a big party at St. Martin's Theater in London on Monday. They were marking the start of the 24th year for the longest-running play in the world, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. The whodunit has broken all records for the continuous run of a show. When The Mousetrap first opened in London, Winston Churchill was Prime Minister of England, the Korean War was on, and plans were being made for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. The play's first performance was on November 25th, 1952. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. It's now 6 past 11.
Music for People Who Care continues on KIXI.